Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The gross domestic product drops nearly 1% for the second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. The White House has pushed back against calling the current economy a recession, as the economy is going to play a role in the midterm elections. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said on Wednesday he has reached a deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a bill to increase corporate taxes, reduce the national debt, invest in energy technologies, and lower the cost of prescription drugs. Senator Joe Manchin on the Chris Cuomo podcast.
I'm a very centrist. I tell people I'm fiscally responsible and socially compassionate, but I'm more of a conservative. You know, it's called a democracy. You would think that we have 60 United States Democratic senators right now. We're 50-50. We're in the longest time in history that we've ever had a completely divided Senate.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A popular laxative has been recalled.
All flavors of magnesium citrate saline laxative oral solution have been recalled after reports of, quote, serious adverse reactions to the product. It is sold at CVS, Kroger, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Walmart under a variety of generic brand names, usually in 10-ounce packages. Customers who possess the product should stop using it and return any remaining product to the place of purchase, the Food and Drug Administration has stated. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Actor Tony Dow, best known for his role as Wally Cleaver in the 1950s TV sitcom Leave It to Beaver, died Wednesday at the age of 77. His family and management team made the announcement a day after his death was announced prematurely. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Some 40,000 railway workers in the United Kingdom went on strike Wednesday over pay, job security, and working conditions. The union said strikes were necessary as wages have failed to keep pace with UK inflation. Like the United States, the UK battles its worst inflation crisis in decades. The nationwide 24-hour strike brought the rail network to a virtual halt with only 1 in 5 trains running. Doing whatever they want, the made-for-TV January 6th group is spinning a fake political spectacle. So says Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio on Newsmax. He claims the one-sided tale has been caught in 8 different lies. And now FBI and Department of Justice whistleblowers claim the judicial branch of government is corrupt with politically motivated investigators.
Well, no, it is part of a larger concern, obviously, the whole political nature of the Justice Department. And now we've had over a dozen FBI agents come forward as whistleblowers talking to us about this issue, to Senator Grassley, talking to our office about the school boards targeting moms and dads, treating them as if they're domestic terrorists, talking to us about concerns about January 6th and a host of other issues. So this is a real concern. And as the Judiciary Committee, charged with protecting the Constitution, the rule of law, equal treatment under the law, we got to get to the bottom of all this and make sure the American people have the truth and have the facts. If the American people put us in the majority, we're going to do just that.
The midterm elections are in November. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us as we continue to talk about the things that matter to you and to bring it up front and center, unlike what you have, as far as the mainstream media. I mean, they really have abandoned their post and are failing to exercise their constitutional right and obligation to we the people. And as a result, especially when it comes to climate, this alleged climate crisis, that latest polling says that only about 3% of America could care less, maybe in some cases 1%. Democrats alone 3%. But yet Joe Biden is doubling, and keep doubling down over and over again regarding, this alleged climate crisis, which, is very frustrating. And I know for some people, speaking of frustration, is when you try to discuss anything about the climate with people that are so ideologically fixed. And, I get it. I understand. I mean, it's not a simple task, because it can get pretty heady and complex. And, one tool that I think, and there's been several out there, Gregor Wrightstone has made them available to us, that, you can have it on your mobile device, but, it gets to be complicated. I mean, you got to really know your science to have a discussion, because when you're talking with people that, respond and bumper sticker quotes and that's about the depth of their knowledge and understanding. But they do so very, somewhere very animatedly, argumentatively. They're really not trying to answer, the real issue and really what they believe in. But I think most Americans are getting an understanding that this is a bit of a ruse. And at the bottom line of all this, it's all about power and control. And look who is pushing these said issues so that they can get more power and control over the American people. And regardless of what kind of pain that's going to cause us, which is kind of amazing because, Lunchbox Joe often talks about his dad, when his dad lost his job, how tough it was on his family and everything. And he thank God he was able to right the ship there. But nonetheless, I mean, anybody that loses their job, it's a tough proposition. I mean, you got to scramble. Well, it's one thing to lose your job because of, marketing issues. I mean, there's always other opportunities. But when they're self-employed or self-dictated, by a government that is picking winners and choosers, that's another problem. Anyway, that aside for just a moment, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Go to our website. At the very top, you'll see the CO2 Coalition. And there's a climate quiz. And to me, if you're dealing with somebody about the issue of climate, don't have the discussion. Say, look, why don't you take this quiz here? And they're just simple questions and answers. But the questions are things like, for example, is Antarctica, is it warming and melting? Okay, because what they tell you, because the bumper sticker says so, and some of these talking heads have told you, Antarctica is melting, it's melting. So you can agree, disagree, or if you're unsure, you hit this, and in this case, I'm going to say I disagree, and here's the answer. Most of Antarctica has cooled over the last 40 years. What? I thought it was melting. No, it's cold over the last 40 years. So not so. And then it has a little bit more explanation. But it does it. It gives you this kind of question and answer opportunity to deal with these climate issues in a very practical, non-heady, scientific, you don't have to have a master's in climatology or some doctorate in climatology, but it gives you in simplified terms and answers these issues that I think are top of mind and that most people, can address, and you don't have to argue the case. Just let them take the quiz, and the answers will speak for themselves. Speaking of which, Dave Dilley is with us, and David is a meteorologist. He's a climatologist, a paleoclimatologist even, and a former NOAA, National Weather Service meteorologist, and he's discovered a flaw in the NOAA climate change projections. David, you can't mess with Mother Nature. You cannot discover a flaw with all these projections and this narrative that they have been putting upon us, because that can put you to the back of the classroom.
Well, that's for sure.
David,
thank you for having me on today.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd like to add to your CO2, your quiz about the Antarctic. There's new information out where you don't see this in the news. Global warming begins at both poles, North Pole and South Pole, and it also ends at the poles. Well, last year, Antarctica just came off their coldest winter on record. You don't see that in the news. That means global warming is ending in the Antarctic. The Arctic is now experiencing its coldest spring and summer on record, and you do not see that in the news. This means global warming is shutting down. The poles are turning to global cooling. So that's one narrative you don't see in the news. So that's a show that we are headed towards the next global warming, global cooling cycle that comes every 230 years. Our last global cooling cycle began in 1794. You add 230 years to that, and what do you have? You're 2024 right now, or coming up. Now, to get back to what you were saying on a lot of the narratives we're getting, especially on carbon dioxide. Everyone says, well, we're up to 420 parts per million, but we've never been above 300 parts per million before. So they're saying this is all industrial. False. This is totally false. Mm-hmm. When we look at the past, we have interglacial warming periods. They come about every 120,000 years. We've had six of them since the year 900 AD. We're in the cycle number six on that. That's when we warm up. We're the warmest point after a glacial period. Mm-hmm. Well, the carbon dioxide also goes up dramatically as the temperature goes up when you come out of the glacial period. So during the past 600,000 years, what they do to find out the past history on carbon dioxide is we only have instruments to measure carbon dioxide since the year 1958. So what do we do prior to that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we take a look at the ice cores. There's a big lake in Antarctica, and they drill down 13,000 feet, get samples of the ice, which has trapped air bubbles in it. And they try to determine how much carbon dioxide there was at a certain time. Well, what it shows is during these interglacial warm periods, six of them or five of them we've had there, carbon dioxide mean values only peaked out at 297 parts per million tops. So the narrative is we have never been above 300 parts per million in our history, or short history, past 600,000 years. So because the ice cores say we have not been above 300 parts per million, what the narrative is now is that, well, since 1850, we've increased from about 287 parts per million up to 420. We've never been above 300, according to the ice cores.
Mm-hmm.
still, right. The narrative is, well, the increase has to be due to fossil fuel burning. That's what.
Say what? We've got to go to a quick break, Professor. Let's pick it up on
you. Are you trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Professor David Dilley is with us. He's the meteorologist, climatologist, paleoclimatologist, and a former NOAA National Weather Service meteorologist who, thank God, has not sold his soul and is still able to look at these things when it comes to climate change with some objectivity. Because we've been sold out, ladies and gentlemen. It is amazing to me, Professor, how these climate warriors have been able to take over the bureaucracy in such a way to where, you know, research dollars only go to those scientists that are going to support the climate change narrative. If you don't support it, you don't get any money. And so here we are in this age that everybody is so sensitive about disinformation, right? Oh, God forbid, we have this. I mean, my goodness, our own government. That we pay our tax money, we give them our tax money, and they are stewarding it in such a way that is fueling this disinformation. We're not getting, you know, the right information about climate. And the thing that's the most amazing about it, which has to be frustrating when you consider, if you were to total all the money and research that's been poured into this narrative, and today here we are all these decades later, and you've got what, 1 to 3% of the country says it's something to be concerned about. What does that tell you?
Well, that's right. It's all the agenda controlled and skewed information, where they take a little snippets of a research and they say, "Wow, that's it. That's etched in stone, God's word." But as we backtrack to the past five interglacial warm periods where the carbon dioxide goes up high, but it's never been above 300 parts per million in the ice core samples. They use it as a benchmark. It's never been above 300 parts per million. However, it's in published journal papers and some other things there. And I looked at, there's two corrections I can add to the ice core samples that show that typically, in the past 900 years, during these cycles, we've been up in the mid-300s, mid to upper 300s of parts per million, not the 297 they're talking about. So as we translate that today, they use it as a benchmark. We've never been above 300 parts per million because that's what the ice cores say. But the ice cores don't say that. The ice cores are up a lot higher than that when you add the correction. So what they say is, okay, we've never been above 297 parts per million, and we're sitting at 420 today, so that all has to be, the rise has to be due to fossil fuels since 1850. That is incorrect. That is incorrect, because we should be up naturally around 380 parts per million, which means only 40 parts per million is which is only about 20%. 80% of the rise since 1850 is natural. That is natural, a natural cycle. 20% of it is fossil fuels or human activity. But NOAA says, no, it's 100% fossil fuel-induced rise. And that's because they're not looking at the whole picture. Now, there's new research out by Ken Scrable et al. It was it was just published in a physics journal, and they used a formula to calculate the rise in carbon dioxide since 1750. And what happens today, we just started measuring carbon dioxide in 1958 out in Hawaii, and NOAA, they use a spectrometer. It does give you the daily amount of carbon dioxide in the air, but it does not split off or separate which is natural, which is fossil fuel. But the physicist's formula splits it. And by splitting it in the formula, they figured out how much is fossil fuel and how much is natural. Well, they found that the rise since 1750 is 80% natural and only 20% fossil fuel, just like what I was telling you on the ice core samples.
Right.
We're 80% natural. And there's other studies out there where you can use fossilized plants, and it says the same thing. We should be around 80% natural rise at this point in the cycle. So this is all natural. It is not caused by human activity, the global warming cycle. We have the smaller global warming cycles that come every 230 years. We've had six of them since the year 900 AD. We're in the global warming cycle number six, and we've had five global cooling cycles during that time. And the last global warming or global cooling cycle began 230 years ago, and they come every 230 years. You add 230 years to the year 1794, and you come out with 2024. That's the beginning, and we're already going into that as I indicated, that the temperatures in the North Pole and South Pole, we are going into the global cooling cycle now.
Hmm. And what will that do to the numbers?
Well, actually, carbon dioxide cycles numbers will go down. We'll see a decrease in carbon dioxide in the air because of the colder temperatures and the oceans cooling down. So we don't have to remove carbon dioxide from the air. It's going to be done naturally.
Naturally, right, exactly. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to see temperatures like the 1940s, 50s, and 60s coming up here just in a couple of years, maybe even this winter, because we're going into the cycle. This is, as I was saying, all natural. So we don't have to remove it. Carbon dioxide is very important for the life of the planet. As I explained to you on the break, if we have time here, when the dinosaurs roamed, carbon dioxide, right now we're 420 parts per million. Back then, it was 1,500 parts per million. And plant life loves carbon dioxide. That's like a fertilizer. They take in carbon dioxide, give off oxygen. So back then, we had big plants, oxygen levels up to 31%. Now, today, our carbon dioxide has fallen way down between 250 to 400 parts per million. And because of the plant life doesn't have as much carbon dioxide to for a photosynthesis, that's a hard word. What happens is the plant life does not have as much carbon dioxide to intake to produce oxygen. And because of that, our oxygen levels have dropped from 31% down to 21%. We are actually becoming oxygen starved because we do not have enough carbon dioxide.
And what effect does that have on humanity then? I mean, here we are claiming that it is us that is affecting, climate change and all the other characteristics, where actually in reality it's the other way around. It is the lack of oxygen that's affecting, you know, humanity. Is it not? Does that make sense, or am I missing something?
No, you're perfectly right. No, we do need to be good stewards of the earth and pollution. There's a lot of pollution we have to be careful about. But carbon dioxide, we do not have to worry about that.
Professor, real quick, because we only got about a minute left here. Okay, we only got about a minute left here, and this you set something up in such a way that we're going into a cooling period. Well, a cooling period is a time when we're going to need heat. We're going to need energy. If our energy is compromised and we're not able to produce the heat that's necessary to withstand the environment and support humanity, I mean, we're talking about some serious troubles that could be around the corner here, are we not?
Well, big time troubles, because a lot of governments are trying to get the northern latitude areas, New England through the Midwest, get them over to heat pumps to use electricity. Heat pumps will not work very well when we go into the global cooling cycle during the winters. It would be a big trouble. Need two sources of heat for your home.
Exactly. Well, Professor, I look forward to having you back. Thank you for this awesome tutorial, because we need to have objective insight and reporting on this deal that makes sense. As you said, not only makes us good stewards, but also helps us survive the coming cooling period that is inevitable.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The gross domestic product drops nearly 1% for the second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. The White House has pushed back against calling the current economy a recession, as the economy is going to play a role in the midterm elections. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said on Wednesday he has reached a deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a bill to increase corporate taxes, reduce the national debt, invest in energy technologies, and lower the cost of prescription drugs. Senator Joe Manchin on the Chris Cuomo podcast.
I'm a very centrist. I tell people I'm fiscally responsible and socially compassionate, but I'm more of a conservative. You know, it's called a democracy. You would think that we have 60 United States Democratic senators right now. We're 50-50. We're in the longest time in history that we've ever had a completely divided Senate.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. And by all means, feel free to take advantage of us, okay? Because we're givers. And the entire library and archive of these interviews available for you. I mean, these experts, you know, just like the professor David did right now talking about climate change. I understand some of this stuff is pretty heady, and you can't handle it in 8-second sound bites. And the mainstream media tries to do that, and I believe it's a disservice to the American people. But here, you know, we want to bless you. We want to make sure that we are doing our best and doing our duty to make sure that we're promoting a highly intellectualized voter and participant in this Democratic Republic. With us right now is the Honorable Pete Hoekstra. He is with the Center for Security Policy, former ambassador, director of national intelligence, in September 2021, had concluded that the SARS-CoV-2 virus cannot be determined. That's interesting. And the former ambassador has details about that. And it's interesting that right now, even at this moment as we're talking, Ambassador, our president is talking with President Xi. We almost wish that we had a listening device to hear what they're talking about, because there's so much on the agenda that it's anticipated that this conversation will go on for hours.
It very well could. And the good thing, and thank you for having me on today, Bill, the good thing to know is that the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, they will have a listening device on our conversation today, so they will know what we're talking about.
Well, certainly, you know, it's curious. The president, you know, wants us to believe that he talked to the Saudi Arabian prince about the journalist Khashoggi, and will wonder if the president will address, you know, what has happened with COVID, and you know, and exactly, you know, who is responsible. I mean, this is the question. All these years later, we're still wondering who is responsible. And meanwhile, you've got, you know, here in the United States alone, supposedly 1 million people who have died as a result of COVID, but nobody to blame for it.
Well, that's exactly right. But, you know, there's a whole lot of questions, I think, is as you infer, there's a question about, okay, where did this really come from? And this is what really spurred a group of us to get together to kind of delve into all of the open source information that is out there about the origins of COVID. We have our director of national intelligence. They come out and they throw up their hands and they say, yeah, we really don't know where this came from. We have, you know, the Biden administration that has not, you know, forcefully pushed the Chinese Communist Party to be transparent with the world community as to what they know about the origins. So, you know, from a China perspective, we really haven't gotten any information. And so we as a group said, hey, let's take a look at the open source information. And what we've concluded, there are at least two key things that we've concluded. Number one is there's a lot of evidence out there that says this thing came from the Wuhan laboratory. You know, it didn't develop in nature. It didn't develop naturally. And the interesting thing is I'm working on writing a piece right now that, you know, all the people who initially said it came from nature are now saying, well, we're not so sure anymore. Tedros has confided to people in Europe that he's the leader of the World Health Organization. He's saying, exactly. You know, it probably came from a lab. You have Fauci in the last 2-3 weeks saying, I've always had an open mind about where the origins of what the origins of COVID were. It's kind of like, no, you weren't. You were closed-minded. Yes. You ridiculed those of us who raised the possibility that it might have come from the Wuhan laboratory. And so those, the biggest deniers of that theory are now starting to backtrack and say, well, you know, it could have come from the lab. It could have come from nature. Or as Tedros has said, it did come from the lab. So, but the work that we've done, and, you know, we had some scientists involved who took a look at all the scientific data, and they said, you know, this thing didn't develop naturally. It developed and it was manipulated by man, so it had to have come out of a laboratory, most likely the Wuhan lab. The second thing...
Hang on just a second, Ambassador. Let's expand on just a moment to clarify this, because people need to understand the nature of the virus is that it has a, so to speak, footprint, right? An origination design that you can see, that scientists look at it and they can tell you in an instant if it was man-made or if it was manufactured. Isn't that right?
Well, actually, it's not that clear anymore, Bill. I mean, the science has moved so far that you can manipulate this stuff, and you can fairly well hide your tracks, okay, in a laboratory. But as we take a look at it, and as our experts have looked at it, you know, they do reach the conclusion that say nothing in here leads us to believe that it developed naturally. Naturally, it really. You know, maybe the thing that you could say, building off of your comment, is if it develops in nature, there is a path. But if there's not a clear path, that may point to, oh, okay, so this is probably manipulated in a laboratory because there's not a clear path that you can trace. So, you know, we've decided and we've determined the most likely origin of this is from a laboratory. The second thing that goes along with this is the Chinese Communist Party, and this is fact, okay? This is not, you know, an interpretation of all the data that is out there. The Chinese Communist Party facilitated the spread of this virus around the world. As they were locking down Wuhan in January of 2020, they were allowing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Chinese people to leave China, travel around the world, and take this virus with them with the hope and expectation that it would spread. And, you know, that was at the same time where they were denying that it could be spread from human to human, although it's now clear they knew that. The World Health Organization knew that it spread from human to human. So China was sending millions of people around the world who had been exposed to this virus, knowing that this virus spread by from human to human. So they intentionally
exactly.
facilitated the spread of this virus to the U.S., Europe, and around the world.
Yeah, we commented and said, Ambassador, these were sent out like human missiles.
Yeah, targeted missiles.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
There, yes. And the frustrating
right.
thing, Bill, is we have a government that has done absolutely nothing. I don't think Biden will press Xi on the origin, or more importantly, did you guys help spread it? What did you know? When did you know it? All indications are that he's going to, rather than hold China accountable, in the coming days, coming weeks, he's going to lower tariffs on products coming from China to supposedly help, solve his inflation problem. But so people ask, why would China do this, right? Why would they facilitate the spread? And it's kind of like they want to destroy America. They want to destroy the West. They want to be the sole superpower in the world, and the only way they attain that is if Xi can destroy America, our way of life, and our ideals. And that's their goal and their mission. And the sooner the American people and the American government recognize this threat, we will then be in a position to respond effectively to it.
Well, Ambassador, it's the age-old proposition. People do that which they get rewarded for. And the Chinese have been greatly rewarded in this this attack. I mean, hey, without firing a weapon, they fired human missiles into and around the world. And look what we've been dealing with. And it's going to come out fairly good for them. And as far as our government is concerned, that's a whole other issue. And I want to address that on the other side of the break. We're with the Honorable Pete Hoekstra, former ambassador. And he's breaking it down for us, the whole truth and nothing but.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Marion gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
It's Friday, it's the ride. Wait on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. No, no, Emily, baby, you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, former Ambassador Pete Hoekstra continues with us. He's the advisory board chairman of the Center for Security Policy Center, former House Intelligence Committee chair, and member and author of Team B3. Now, understand, we've been talking about this group of learned men and a team that have come together to analyze what the heck happened. I mean, you would think that our government would be doing this. But thank God for the ambassador and the team members that have committed themselves to get to the bottom of what has happened with COVID. What was the Chinese interest? How could this possibly come about? Ambassador, explain to our audience. I mean, you've got former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin is on this team. I mean, you've got a group of intellectuals and experienced, policy makers as well, who are involved in this iteration of Team B3.
Yeah, and what we try to do with Team B3 is do exactly what you try to do with your program: educate the American people, and then let them make the call. So, take a look at what our Director of National Intelligence has said. That they throw up their hand and say, "We just don't know," and then take a look at the material that we have provided in the book, CCP at War with America, and reach your own conclusion as to who has the most logical argument, who has the most evidence, and what do you as an American citizen believe happened with COVID? And I think we're convinced that our theory and our evidence strongly backs up the case that it was developed in the lab. The Chinese intentionally released it, and the motivation is that China wants to destroy our way of life. This all developed, because before I was the ambassador, I was in Congress for 18 years, and the one vote that I cast, and it may have been for all the wrong reasons, but I cast the right one, was in 2020 when I voted against permanent normal trade relations for China, allowing China to ascend into the World Trade Organization. And I still remember, being pressured by American businesses, "Oh, Pete, you got to do this. China needs to come in. If China gets into the World Trade Organization, they will become, through trade, they will become more like us."
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's been the dream, hasn't it?
Yeah. And I said, I kind of like this deal where we have to approve their trade status with the United States every year. And I still remember Tom Donahue, who was the president of the U.S. Chamber, He actually, the U.S. Chamber ran ads in my congressional district, and I was, you know, I'm here in West Michigan, in the heartland of the country. Well, he's, you know, he's a New Yorker, and he recorded his own voice in these ads, and he said, you know, Congressman Hoekstra, to vote for this, and, you know, trying to pressure me, and it's kind of like, I told him later on, I said, that was the best ad promoting Pete Hoekstra that I ever had, because I had people coming up to me and saying, Pete, if that guy with that weird accent, if, you know, if you got him mad at you, you must be doing something right in Washington. Well, the something right
exactly.
was voting against normal relations with China, because China has taken that 22 years now, that window of trade into the world community to strengthen their position. They never opened up. They never became more like us. They became worse. They continue to steal our technology. They continue to infiltrate our society at all levels with the goal of destroying who we are.
They want to be where we are, that's for sure. Pete, let me go back to one thing that you had said was interesting. The Director of National Intelligence last year concluded that, you know, the origination of SARS could not be determined. I think it's quite rich that here all these years, supposedly, of investigation, they cannot determine, but yet in a matter of days, they're able to determine the domestic terrorists of January the 6th.
Well, that's the problem. We have totally bastardized our intelligence community. You know, we focus them on finding domestic terrorists rather than international terrorists. Think about what they did to President Donald Trump, or even President-elect Donald Trump in 2016 in January, where it was the FBI. It was the leaders of our intelligence community that said, wow, this Russia thing and involvement with future president of the United States, this is really something we need to be concerned about, kicking off the Mueller investigation, which undermined not only President Donald Trump, but his Make America Great Again agenda. This comes out of our intelligence community. And, Bill, you might have Brett Stevens, the writer for the New York Times, came out a week ago and said, you know, I was wrong. It really was a Russian hoax. There was nothing to it. Well, Brett, when did you know this? And how long did you continue criticizing Donald Trump and those that supported him? Why did it take you 5.5 years to finally issue an admission and a correction that for 5.5 years you were wrong? The FBI
exactly.
in 2017 that it was a Russian hoax. were they the ones
and
Stevens this information? Oh.
Of course, you know that. And the damage they did to our country. I maintain, Ambassador, that, here it is. Our GDP got so robust under Trump, we could have had double the GDP numbers. We could have had immeasurable more success when it came to energy, unemployment issues, the economy and everything. But we had the Democratic Party in conjunction with the deep state, coordinated by the mainstream media and those powers that control the mainstream media, promoting this big lie that was injurious not only to Donald Trump, but his supporters and the American people at large. And now here we are 18 months later with a president that, you know, more than half of America goes, what the heck happened?
Right.
And we are in a lot of pain because of the manipulation and the fraught, purposeful ignorance of people like Brett Stevens. And I'm sorry, because I think that he's got potentially a lot of talent, and to sell it out for the sake of ideology is unfortunate for him and for the American people at large.
No, it really is. But, you know, that the Russia hoax was only one thing. It was also
yes.
the COVID hoax. Okay, Dr. Fauci, the World Health Organization. Because if the truth had come out early on that in 2020 that COVID came out of a lab in China, it would have fully justified Donald Trump's strategy versus China.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well, how did Dr. Fauci not know this? His people had already been there. He had contributed money against the directive of Barack Obama, something like $3 million to help build out the Wuhan lab. His people were there, I think, for about 18 months, and they came back, and he says, what happened? He goes, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. There's going to be a problem here, quote unquote, right? And so then we get this release of COVID. So you're going to tell me that Dr. Fauci didn't know from day one what was the potential harm? And he misinformed the president. There's a dereliction of duty. And the thing is just like Lois Lerner and the IRS, we're going to reward, you know, purposeful incompetence and manipulation and injury to the American people. And he's going to run off with, I don't know, what, $433,000 a year worth of retirement money. Thank you very much.
And he should be prosecuted criminally for what he did and how he misinformed the president of the United States, how he misinformed the American people. But, you know, it's all part of, you know, what you and I were talking about a little bit in between the segment. You know, China has thoroughly infiltrated America. They've infiltrated our politics. Joe Lieberman, a senator that I worked with extensively, is now a lobbyist for ZTE, the second largest, computer telecommunications giant in China. Tom Donahue, the former president of the chamber. You know, all of these people are indebted and embedded in China. It is a huge, huge problem. And they all work on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party.
And as you say, their tentacles go deep, whether it's entertainment, universities, the Confucius Institute, and over 40 universities where they're there. I mean, they're spying on every aspect of American culture, including, proprietary intelligence. It's amazing. And then now they're buying up farmland, which is near to military bases, Ambassador. Are you kidding me? What's all that about?
No, I'm not. It's happening. They're so active in so many different places, and we need to recognize this threat and start confronting it very, very aggressively before it is too late.
I mean, we are so surrounded by danger. It's amazing. And then add to the mix an open border, which they are just sending in their fentanyl, you know, in conjunction with the cartels and the Mexican government, and they're killing 100,000 of our young people. It is just absolutely disheartening. Former Ambassador Pete Hoekstra has been with us. Look forward to having you back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the